maybe you've had a rough one this week, or it's been an early start to your day and you're feeling some Thursday dread. The weekend's on the horizon, but you're not there yet. Well, don't worry, because it's time for some good news. Every Thursday morning, we bring you all kinds of weird, wonderful, and heartwarming stories. My producer, Sophie Ellis, has scoured the country to bring you three stories this morning that are surely going to bring a smile to your dial and get you buzzing. On that note, a beekeeper from regional Victoria is giving the struggling honey industry a new lease on life with the help of young men from the Malmesbury Youth Justice Centre. Claire Moore has started a social enterprise program called Sweet Justice. It's a 10-week course at the centre that teaches commercial beekeeping. Now, Ms. Moore said she saw an opportunity to help young people in the transition from the justice system to stable employment while fueling new workers into a much needed industry. You see, the median age of a beekeeper in Australia is about 65, and the amount of young people entering the industry, while it's been dwindling, it's really far and few between. So Ms. Moore says she is continually impressed with the skill of all of those in the program and hopes to expand the program nationally. How sweet is that? Okay, this one's for the film buffs. Silverton in far west New South Wales. It was home of the 1980s Mad Max movie franchise, and it is absolutely cheering after the announcement of a third installment of the series. So there's going to be a prequel, and it's going to be starring our very own Chris Hemsworth. I kind of feel like Chris Hemsworth is everywhere at the moment, don't you? I mean, surely we have like some other big, tall, buff Australian actors. I don't know, maybe he's the draw card. Anyway, Chris Hemsworth is going to be coming to the big screen in mid-2023 with the film. Director George Miller says the installment will be filmed all over regional and rural New South Wales, including Broken Hill. But business owners and residents of Silverton are looking forward to the cult classic's return and hopeful that the tourism it brings is going to give the town a bit of a much-needed boost. All right, we may have left the best to last. You're not going to want to miss this one. It's one of those absolutely kooky stories you hear and think, yep, only in Australia. Big Bird was stolen. You may have seen this on the news. A Big Bird costume worth $160,000 was stolen from the Sesame Street Circus Spectacular in Adelaide earlier this week. Fear not, it's been returned. The burglary occurred between late Sunday evening and the wee hours of Monday morning. That is a Sunday session that absolutely went up a notch. The circus owners arrived on a Monday to a trail of yellow ostrich feathers where Big Bird would normally have been sleeping soundly. They found broken chains. Maybe it was someone from PETA or the RSPCA breaking the bird out. After pleas from the owners of Big Bird's safe return, hope was looking thin. But yesterday, good news. Good news for the South Australian circus. Big Bird was found in the early hours of the morning in a neighbouring park. It doesn't end there, though. Tucked neatly into Big Bird's beak was a note from the thieves. I have to read it out in full because it's just too good. It read, "We are so sorry. We had no idea what we were doing or what our actions would cause. We were just having a rough time and we were trying to cheer ourselves up. We had a great time with Mr. Bird. He's a great guy and no harm came to your friend. Sorry to be a big burden. Sincerely, the Big Bird Bandits." Now I'm thinking it might have been the PR team. It might have been either some guys on a Sunday night, so not guys, someone on a Sunday night session. It might have been PETA or the RSPCA. It may have been the PR team. Whatever the case, Big Bird has been returned and he is safe and sound.